Thank you, Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June 10th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Parliamentary by-elections have been conducted in 16 constituencies to fill vacant posts left by expelled ZANU-PF members and recalled the Movement for Democratic Change lawmakers amid nationwide reports of a low voter turnout.
We have voted. There wasn't a long queue. We just took 15 to 20 minutes and then we came back home.
The family of the late Amos Midzi, a former cabinet minister and ambassador to the United States, is blaming the ruling ZANU-PF party for driving him to his death.
And the family of missing political activist and journalist Itai Dzamara of Occupy Africa Unity Square and several organizations will this week Sunday mark 100 days after his disappearance with a prayer rally at the Highfield Zimbabwe grounds.
Parliamentary by-elections have been conducted in 16 constituencies to fill vacant posts left by expelled ZANU-PF members and recalled Movement for Democratic Change lawmakers amid nationwide reports of a low voter turnout. Our Harare correspondent visited some polling stations in the capital city and filed this report.
When Studio 7 arrived at Courtney Selu Primary School in Greendale in Harare East constituency, only 6 people had cast their ballots by 10 a.m., while about 61 had voted at Chemanza in Dzivarasekwa. Some polling officers said a considerable number of voters were turned away for failing to produce the required identification documents, while others had gone to vote at the wrong polling stations, as the voters' roll is polling station-based. One of the voters, Nancy Mawire, said that the queues were moving very fast today compared to previous elections.
We have voted. There wasn't a long queue, but we just took 15 to 20 minutes and then we came back home. It was different from all other years where there was a big queue and you would take the whole day to vote.
But many people like Benedict Shambare of Dzivarasekwa said they saw it fit not to go and vote so that they could fend for their families as they are feeling the pinch of the current harsh economic environment in Zimbabwe.
I didn't go to vote today just because since 1999, there's no any reforms. Like now, going to vote, nothing changing. For example, we say no reforms, no election. When they finish the reforms, that's where we go and we vote.
Martin Musinami, who also lives in Dzivarasekwa, said he saw no reason to go and cast his ballot in today's elections, arguing that the outcome of the polls is predetermined.
It's about ZANU-PF only. That's what's up. That's what's going on in Zimbabwe. And they see ZANU-PF things. ZANU-PF should stop rigging the elections.
These sentiments were echoed by Kambuzuma resident Gibson Chiurai.
We didn't go to vote because in Zimbabwe there is no peace. Without reforms, no election. We know that in Zimbabwe, ZEC was run by CIOs, brigadiers, and the police force.
A member of the MDCT Youth Assembly, Clifford Swachwayo, said voters appear to have heeded the call by his party's president, Morgan Tsvangirai, to boycott the polls due to lack of key democratic reforms. In headlands, independent parliamentary candidate Albert Mkaratirwa said there were several irregularities, chief among them voter intimidation by suspected ZANU-PF members.
People came out in their numbers to cast their vote today, but we had a problem whereby ZANU-PF had instructed these people to write the people's names before they voted or after voting. These names were written, they were purported to be written for a purpose to say one was going to get food aid or not, or one was going to get presidential input scheme, presidential inputs or not. So the people, we recorded that one as intimidation.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from the ZANU-PF candidate, Christopher Chingosho, whose mobile phone was not being answered. The results of the by-elections are expected to be announced tomorrow, while observers who were monitoring the elections said they will make their reports public in due course. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Our correspondent Shaurai Shava reports that there was a low turnout in most polling stations in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo.
At the various polling stations that Studio 7 visited, there were a few voters who were coming to cast their ballots after long intervals. At Stanley Hall in the Makokoba constituency, some residents in the surrounding area were going about their daily business, with some women and children fetching water from a bowser just outside the local polling station. At other polling stations, including Popoma High in the Popoma Pelandaba constituency and Pumula Community Hall in the Pumula constituency, the turnout was equally low. By lunchtime, nearly 140 people had cast their ballots at Pumula Community Hall, with 31 having been turned away for various reasons. Pumula resident Nomagugu Nkomo said although she knew that there was supposed to be a by-election in her area, she was not sure about the date of the poll.
What I knew was there were elections, but when, I don't know, because I once saw a paper saying vote for some ZANU guy, and I knew myself to be a registered voter until the last elections when I went to vote and my name was not on the voter's roll. So today I'm not voting.
Gomo said she expects ZANU-PF to win the by-elections, adding that this gives an opportunity for the party to show that it cares about the plight of the people of Bulawayo.
For me, this is the time for ZANU to redeem themselves if they were ever genuine about Bulawayo. Because as far as I know, I think they are promising people a lot of things. And seeing the chances are they are going to win, it's time for them to redeem themselves and deliver what they are saying.
Makokoba resident Mrs. Virginia Swanda said she hopes that those who will be elected will do everything they can to help create employment for Bulawayo residents, especially the youths who spend most of their time loitering the streets. Mpopoma youth Melu Sichuma shared similar sentiments.
It's important that whoever is elected prioritizes job creation and other opportunities for the youth. As it is, many of us have got good qualifications, but we can't get any jobs. We spend most of our time looking for jobs, but we can't even get them.
All Movement for Democratic Change formations have boycotted the polls, saying they will never participate in any elections until there are visible electoral reforms in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.